People, walk with me now. Welcome back to Chima Chat's Foot. We got to talk about the Reds. And I'll admit, you know, this has been a trying couple of weeks for Liverpool. You know, obviously the West Ham game, the draws against, you know, teams that I feel like we should beat. Ever since, you know, the holiday period rolled around, I started to get a little nervous because this is when the true football teams are crowned. This is how you know who is going to make that run, right? Unfortunately, Liverpool are the only team to be on top at Christmas and still lose the league, but we won't talk about that. So with this game, I'm sitting here saying this could be one of those interesting games where the Anfield atmosphere is not what it really would be against like a Chelsea or a Spurs or, you know, even a City or an Arsenal, obviously, right? But Liverpool just came out and had to let Southampton know, like, look, this isn't personal. We're not going to do you 9-0, right? We did him a favor, but we're absolutely going to get after it. So we'll jump right into it. Once again, this is Chima from Chima Chat's Foot. Welcome, my people. Welcome. Let's sit at the fireside, grab a drink, grab a meal. We're going to chat the foot. Okay, so stepping into it, let me give a brief overview of the game, just some things that I thought were interesting. Andy Robertson restored to the starting 11. Even though Kostas Tsimikas he's balling. He was playing very, very well. And I'll be honest, players like Andy Robertson, he's a European champion, captain of Scotland, Premier League champion, integral to Jurgen Klopp's squad for many, many games. He sees Kostas Tsimikas working, and he sees him doing what he can do, and he looked like he had a point to prove. We'll do the three right now: midfield, defense, and attack. We'll start in the midfield, and Fabinho, Henderson, and Thiago. That's a midfield that, on its face, I didn't think would really be as great for maybe progressing the ball. And I know that Thiago has that in him, but he also does a lot of defensive work as well. He also shows for a lot of passes in the deeper third, so he's not necessarily always an offensive option, even though, you know, we'll get to him later. I thought Fabinho was great. He did exactly what you needed him to do: be the stopper, be the sweeper, clean things up, get onto their attacking players, and just make them uncomfortable. We need you to win headers, win second balls. There's a couple of tackles Fabinho puts in. He's the last man, times it up awesome. I really, really thought he did a good job protecting the center backs today. Hendo was Hendo, you know, running up and down and up and down. And literally he yells from minute one to, you know, the end of the game. You can't underestimate the value of that organization. You can't underestimate how important that is for a team that needs to be cohesive. It's so important to have, he's almost like having your older brother or your older sibling on the pitch at all times. You don't want to cut corners. You don't want to make any mistakes. Virgil's the same way. But I thought that Henderson, while not spectacular, that excellent kind of slide rule pass to Mo Salah for the first goal was incredible. You know, that's the football intelligence, the kind of underrated little, and it doesn't always come off when Henderson tries it, right? Sometimes we'll see him hit a volley or, you know, a first time shot and it won't come off. But very, very intelligent player, great ball. And he was instrumental in that role. We got to talk about number six, Thiago Alcantara. I'm telling you, that's the song. That's the song that you hear ringing out all around Anfield. Liverpool loves Thiago. Thiago loves Liverpool. Thiago is a player similar to Fabinho, who needs a couple of games to grow into his, you know, we saw Thiago of last year, and rival fans, of course, oh, Thiago's a flop. Thiago's this. The problem is, let me not say all of them, but a good portion of the people criticizing Thiago weren't really sure what type of player that he was, right? They didn't watch him tear it up at Bayern, you know? They didn't, like, Spanish international. I mean, Thiago was a winner through and through, you know? Came from Barcelona. His father's an international footballer. Brazilian by birth, but Spanish by nationality. I mean, his brother's a professional footballer. Thiago is football bloodline royalty, if we're being completely honest. And that's not based on who he is. It's based on what he's won. You know, I challenge anybody to go and look up Thiago Alcantara's trophy haul, and you'll be like, man, he may be the most decorated player in the Premier League. That being to the one side, we all saw Thiago, and I have to have a Champions League rewind. to the goal he scored in a game we were already winning. You know, it was kind of like, we want to finish the group in a perfect way, get all the maximum points. I think Liverpool would be the first English club to win all their five group stage games. So Thiago's strike, the technique on the volley in the Champions League in this past week, he hits the ball, and you can see Thiago has a good idea all the time of the body shape he needs to be in to strike the ball. He always might take those couple of steps up, hit that downward motion, and the ball literally starts to spin backwards. Go watch that goal again. It spins backwards for a quick second, and it stays about, 6 inches from the turf on a straight line from about 35 yards away. Oh, by the way, he hit it first time. He didn't even take a touch. This is a first-time strike. And I don't know. Most midfielders in the Premier League can't give you that. I'm looking at somebody at Arsenal who can give you that. Don't see him. I like Smith Rowe, but he's not giving you that. Chelsea, I don't see anybody with the technique to do that. I like maybe Mason Mount of last year when he was playing really well, but not even close, right? City, maybe Kevin De Bruyne. I'll admit, Kevin De Bruyne could give you that. But you see that he's already in that tier, in my opinion, his ability to strike the ball with the most elites. So in this game, he scores a goal again. He likes to get face up with the defender and do a little bit of a shoulder dip in a ball roll with the studs on top of the ball. Gives him a little bit of space. Hits a shot. It was going on target, but it was deflected. So, you know, you have his second goal in as many games. And the reaction of Thiago going over to, I believe it was the stand where the Liverpool dugout is, and he just puts his arms in the air. And there's an excellent picture of just so many people on their feet. Just like, this guy's incredible. You know what I mean? Like, again, his song is ringing out for the next maybe 2 minutes around Anfield. Good vibes all around. And at that point, I'm like, all right, well, we're gonna crush these. We're gonna really put Southampton to the sword. And I think because Hasenhüttl is Jurgen Klopp's man, you know, German Mendem, I think that they had an agreement like, look, I'm gonna give you four. It could have been seven or eight, but we're not gonna absolutely try and destroy you. I think that was Jurgen's message to him. But on the pitch, we were hunting for every single goal. Diogo Jota adds another goal. He's now third in the Golden Boot race. Quick aside, Liverpool have the first, second, and third top scorers in the league. Mohamed Salah with 11 Premier League goals, Sadio Mane with 7, Diogo Jota with 7. So I don't know. I think that's pretty good. Who knows? I'm not a statistician, but it was a comprehensive performance. Moving on to the defense, Big Verge did what he did, you know, for largely untroubled, adds a goal as well, which we'll get on to. But Ibrahima Konate, pretty good, pretty solid. But, you know, he had Virgil next to him and it was Southampton. So I don't want to read too much into the performance. But hey, look, another 90 minutes under his belt, another clean sheet. It is what it is. Trent, you know, has been the best fullback in the world. He continues to be the best fullback in the world. I mean, his assist numbers are incredible. He adds another couple this match. He's a revolutionary footballer. You know, when you have people like Cafu coming out and talking about this guy, you know, he does things with the ball that he's also in the most elite ball striking category, right? His placement, his ability to hit a 40-yard ping switch to Rabo, you know, that's incredible. So Trent, excellent. Rabo, like a man with a new lease on life. The two center backs, excellent. We have to take a second for our number one, Big Ali, Alisson Becker. Wow. The couple of times where Konate got himself in trouble, misjudged the ball, and maybe got beat for pace, Alisson's starting position was so good, he bailed him on every time. Alisson Becker is the best one-on-one goalkeeper in the world, I think. I think he knows, because someone was trying to say, oh, Ramsdale's been so good. You know, one of my Arsenal mates, Ramsdale. Ramsdale's saves look nicer because a lot of them are camera saves. And I'm not going to lie, Ramsdale's incredible. I think he's been really, really good. But the optics, right, the visual nature of his saves may lead people to believe that his saves are somehow more difficult. Alisson Becker it's like why Van Dijk doesn't slide tackle. He rarely slides. It's like, think about it, right? Most of the time, when Virgil's having his game 90% of the time, his hair, there's not a single one out of place. You know what I mean? It's slick back, he's chilling. When you see him kind of like frazzled a little bit, it means we're not playing well. And it means he's had to do more work than he needs to, because he positions himself to the point where a slide tackle should be a last ditch resort. You know, we've all played football with the guy who loves a slide. You know what I mean? And it's like, because here's the thing about a slide tackle. You could get it right and really, you know, grab momentum in the midfield, dispossess, you know, the attacker or the defender, and start a counterattack. But if you get it wrong, as we saw with Ben White last week, you're slipping and sliding all over the place. And a really good player will come up, pump fake like he's about to shoot, let you slide past him, and he's on his way, right? So it has to be timed up. It has to be measured. You know, all in all, just Allison Becker's, and for me, best goalkeeper in the world. Maybe when he's not on form, you know, that might happen on occasion. West Ham game, he wasn't great for some of those goals, but he just does things with such assuredness and such confidence. You have to love it. And I mean, great looking guy back there as well. Nice full beard, tall dude. You know, he just really, really is the man back there. And that all black, gotta love it. So big up to Ali. I thought Jurgen got the selection pretty well this game. Now into the front three. Diogo Jota, actually, if you notice, after he scores his first goal, he does kind of this like video game celebration. Is because he was on a professional FIFA tournament that morning. And there's screenshots to prove this. Diogo Jota 18 is his name. I know, right? He's a footballer, not an artist. I know for originality. But he actually says, if I don't leave now, like he's like, hey, play one more. He goes, if I don't leave now, I will be late for check-in. We have a game today. And the dude's like, what? Oh, that game? Good luck. You know what I mean? So I thought that was pretty awesome. He's coming alive. People are forgetting Bobby has been on the pine for about almost a month now. Diogo Jota is coming alive. I mean, his goals to games ratio is still one of the best in Liverpool history. Third highest scorer in the Premier League. And everybody said, you know, Sadio Mane was down. You know what I mean? He has another game where he's quite dangerous, has a goal disallowed. I believe he was integral for one of the goals as well. And Mo Salah didn't get his goal, but was an absolute terror down the right, like he always is. Like he always is. Was an absolute beast. He just did what he had to do. Sets up an assist as well. And I mean, I don't know. You know, we have to start assessing where this player is in the all-time ranks of the Premier League. Other fans might not like it. You know what I mean? But if we have another 2 years of this, you bring up Drogba, and you bring up, you know, Henry, and you bring up Kun Aguero, you bring up the greatest attackers, you need to put his name there. And I mean, with someone like Drogba, he already has more goals than him in 100 less games. Excuse me, 89 less games. I want to be specific. I believe it's 89 less games. So what are you really telling me? You know, one's a striker, one's a winger. The argument from my Chelsea friend is, oh, well, there were tougher defenders back then. But it's like, okay, you know what I mean? It's like an American football. The quarterbacks throw for more yards now than they did in, you know, the year 2003. But does that somehow negate the greatness of Patrick Mahomes? I don't think so, right? But it is what it is. People have a hard time accepting where Mo Salah is right now. And it's the best player in the world comfortably at this point. You can debate other players, and those are honorable debates that have merit. But Mo Salah is doing something different. The final goal, Trent kind of tees one up like he always does. And it falls to Virgil. And Virgil, with great technique, smashes it one time, drills it low, right through the keeper. And, of course, it was so awesome to see him score, because if you notice, everybody just wanted to touch him. You know, Virgil's, you know, they knew it was the fourth goal of four, really, really late in the game, and he wasn't going to do – he's kind of cool. He doesn't do too much celebrating. Everybody gets around and just kind of touch him and really mess up his hair a little bit, because they know that he really, really loves – you know, to keep his hair looking immaculate. So you'll see everybody kind of takes turns, and Hendo's behind them, Trent, and it's a really cool thing to see, because that means this team is together. That means this team has a bond where they fight for each other and they ride for each other. You know, Jurgen Klopp was just grinning like a proud dad. You know, he's like, yeah, the boys are back. And at the end of the day, we can let Chelsea be first all year long. I don't like it when Liverpool has to be the team with the pressure on them. I don't like it when, oh, Liverpool's a team to beat. We've had so many years of that we're okay riding through second place, not mad. We'll see what happens with City today, with Chelsea and United later. Tasty fixtures. I hope all of you are going to tune into those. This league could go in a couple different ways right now, which is great. Start to build momentum right around this time, right when it gets cold. African Cup of Nations is another question. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But as for right now, that was a comprehensive thrashing of Southampton. Poor Southampton. You know, we were able to get Taki Minamino on, who's getting more minutes finally. Oxlade-Chamberlain, who's always lively now when he comes on, because he sees his spot under threat as well. And that competition, that need for, hey, look, every performance, I have to, it might not be my best, but I know I need to give my all. That is what makes championship teams. So I'm loving what I'm seeing from Liverpool. Trying to think of anything else that's important for you all. I think we pretty much touched on it all, you know. Happy Sunday to everybody around the world. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. Liverpool absolutely smash Southampton 4-0. And really quickly, the Champions League is still in play, right? We've already qualified for the next stage. We don't have to play anyone. Let them rest. Let them recuperate. That is a reward of winning. So how would you guys feel about number 7, Reds? Because I think another Champions League title, I'll take that over another Premier League title. And maybe it's because we're Liverpool fans. We've always understood the value of the Champions League and how we have the most. But a little humble brag there. It's going to be interesting. I would obviously love to get the Premier League and the Champions League. I want to get all trophies we can. But seeing as how we've already advanced in Europe and we're hot in Europe, right? It's almost like we've rediscovered that 18-19, you know, European killer form, which we would love to see. Anyways, shout out to all the Reds around the world, Australia, UAE, Nigeria, Ghana, Japan. We have listeners all over the world, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. You guys and ladies make it so that someone who's passionate about what they do can continue to pursue that. So take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. This is Chima for Chima Chats Foot. Liverpool 4, Southampton. Take care of yourselves, people. We'll be back next week.